Long ago, in Peru. Peru was a land filled with grass, a very special grass called pampas grass, that stretched as far as the eye could see. And in the middle of this land of grass, there was a tiny hole that led to a big tunnel that went down and down and down into the earth. And living in this tunnel was a mole. Mole sleeps all day, but when the moon rises in the sky, whoosh, he wakes up, yawns, and thinks, I'm hungry. Now, Mole cannot see very well, but he can smell really, really, really well. So he sniffs, and he sniffs, and he sniffs, and then he digs, chick, chick, and he digs, chick, chick, and he digs, chick, chick, until he finds, aha, a nice, big, fat, juicy worm. And then he eats it. Once Mole has finished eating, he climbs out of his tunnel and he sits with his friends. They chit and chat and chit and chat and chit and chat by the light of the moon. But one night, Mole is all alone. He looks up at the big round moon in the sky and thinks, I wonder, are there more worms living up there on the moon than there are living down here on Earth? He thinks and thinks and thinks for a while. But he doesn't know the answer. All of a sudden, he hears something. Footsteps running through the grass. Giddidum, giddidum, giddidum. Giddidum, giddidum, giddidum. Giddidum, giddidum, giddidum. He sniffs and he sniffs. And he sniffs and he smells his friend, Fox. Hello, Fox. Hello, Mole. Fox, asks Mole, do you know, are there more worms living up there on the moon than there are living down here on Earth? Fox thinks for a while. I don't know, says Fox. Let's go to the moon and find out. Go to the moon, says Mole. But how? Fox thinks for a while. He has an idea. Ding! I know. We will climb to the moon. Climb to the moon, says Mole. But how? Fox thinks for a while. He has an idea. Ding! I know. By rope. By rope, says Mole, but where will we find a rope? Fox thinks for a while. Then he has an idea. Ding! I know, we will make one. Make a rope, says Mole, but how? Fox thinks for a while. He has an idea. Ding! I know. We will chop some grass and then we will tie it together to make a rope. So Fox and Mole, they chop, chop, chop the grass. They chop, chop, chop the grass. They chop, chop, chop the grass. And then they tie, tie, tie the grass. They tie, tie, tie the grass. They tie, tie, tie the grass to make a very, very, very long rope. But what do we do next, Fox? Asked Mole. Next, says Fox, we make a great big circle of rope at one end and tie it with a knot. It's called a lasso. Then we throw the lasso high into the air and over the moon to catch the moon within our circle of rope. Then we can climb up the rope to the moon. So they make a big circle of the rope. They tie it at one end with a knot and throw it up into the air. One, two, three, throw! But do they catch the moon? No, it is too far away. So they try again. A bigger throw. 1, 2, 3, throw! But do they catch the moon? No, it is too far away. But Mole sniffs and sniffs and sniffs and smells another friend. Flying high in the sky is Owl. Owl, can you help us to catch the moon? Yes, says Owl, but how? Take our special rope, it's called a lasso, and then throw the circle of rope over the moon. Owl takes the rope in his beak and flies up and up and up into the air. And then he throws the lasso, whee! And the great big circle of rope lands around the moon. Yes, we did it, we caught the moon, the animals shout with joy. Fox starts to climb the rope. Climb the rope, climb the rope, climb the rope to the moon. Climb the rope, climb the rope, climb the rope to the moon. Climb the rope, climb the rope, climb the rope to the moon. Mole follows him up the rope. Climb the rope, climb the rope, climb the rope to the moon. Climb the rope, climb the rope, climb the rope to the moon. Climb the rope, climb the rope, climb the rope to the moon. But Mole is smaller than Fox. He gets tired. He begins to slow down. Climb the rope, climb the rope, climb the rope to the moon. Climb the rope, climb the rope, climb the rope to the... He is very tired. He climbs slower and slower and slower, and then his paws begin to slip, and then he finds himself beginning to slide down. All the way back down to the ground. Bump! Mole decides that he is never, ever going to the moon. Even if there are more worms living on the moon, he will stay and eat the worms on Earth. But what about Fox? Well, they say in Peru that if you look very carefully, you can see him up there on the moon, happily eating worms. But scientists say that there is no life on the moon, not even worms, because there is no air, no earth, and no water on the moon. What do you think is true? The end.